while a priest who is in a state of mortal sin can confer valid mass, assuming valid matter and the intention to confect, consecrate. It is the grace that we receive from attendance at such a mass the same as would be gained from attendance at a mass celebrated by a priest in the state of grace? I would have to say no. The essential grace of the sacrament of the Mass remains the same. However, the Church teaches, and one reason that we exhort priests to be holy is so that what they do, including the sacrifice of the Mass, might be more grace to the people who both assist at Mass and more grace to the whole world. Explain Bible passage saying, if you do not have a sword, sell your cloak and buy a sword. Anybody remember where that is? If somebody could find out, I'd be very happy to make a comment. What are the most effective ways to overcome pride? There are three effective ways. Number one, see every humiliation in your life as a gift from God. See every humiliation in your life as a gift from God. Secondly, the moment, as I think I've said before, the moment any thought comes into your mind, thinking well of yourself, praising yourself, immediately, and I mean immediately, put the thought out of your mind. Immediately, comes back, put it away again, comes back again, put it away a third time, comes back 10 times, put it away 10 times. And thirdly, regularly, every day, examine your conscience on what you've done wrong. Because the deepest humility is not what other people think of us, but what we think of ourselves. I'm going to overcome pride. I must see myself for what I really am, a sinner. And not just a sinner past tense. I used to be a sinner. You have no idea what a sinner I was. But now look at me. What is the difference between the Divine Mercy devotion and the Sacred Heart devotion? The one is a genus and the other is a species. The genus is the Sacred Heart devotion. The species is the Divine Mercy devotion. In other words, devotion of the Sacred Heart spans various aspects of our love for Christ in response to His love for us. That's the Sacred Heart devotion. But the Divine Mercy devotion concentrates on Christ's mercy, first towards me, and then towards others. And then, listen to this. Because God has been so merciful to me, I should start being merciful to others. And for some people, that's quite an achievement. I have found, who doesn't believe, a friend who doesn't believe in purgatory and says there is no such thing, where the Bible is purgatory explained? Well, in two places. In the second book of Maccabees, when the Jews, as you may remember, were in battle with some of their pagan neighbors, and they were forbidden by their leader to take anything from the enemy whom they had conquered. In other words, take no spoils. They disobeyed. And then they were killed. So after their death, and remember, we are told it is a holy and wholesome thought to pray for the dead so they may be loosed from their sins. And not surprisingly, that book is not in the Protestant Bible. That's one reason. And again, in the New Testament, and Christ speaks of sin that will not be remitted either in this world or in the next. Why speak of sin not being remissible in the next world unless there were sins that can be remitted? Am I clear? Namely, in purgatory. We have attended Mass in both Detroit and Toledo parishes, during which a large crystal goblet is used to contain the precious blood, and a glass dish for the host. Is there a rule forbidding this? There is. What I might do, if somebody would remind me by May the 9th, pretty thick book, doesn't have all of them, but it's maybe 1,500 pages of the documents on the liturgy. My estimate is there must be over 2,000 papal documents on the liturgy. All kinds of directives. This is one of them, forbidding what had just been described. The opinion is expressed in a magazine called The Latin Mass. The Novus Ordo Mass has been a major contributing cause to the decline in Catholicism since Vatican II. This would seem to indicate that the liturgical changes were a big mistake, and this in turn would seem to cast doubt on the validity of the Vatican II Council. What are your thoughts? Oh, I don't have thoughts. I have convictions. Anyone who uses this language is in danger of losing the Catholic faith. The reason for the revolution of the Catholic Church is not in God's name. It is not the Second Vatican Council. It is not, to answer this question, the Novus Ordo. It is what so many had done, and they've had now since 65, almost 30 years to do it. What they have, misleading millions in the name of the spirit of the council, done both with the council's teaching and with the liturgy. In a discussion with our pastor, he stated that he was nothing special, no different than a layman, other than his training. And to give example, he told us that if all the priests got together and disaster took all of them, then the laity could elect a leader, and he could effect the consecration by the grace of God. God help the church with pastors like this. That is why, one of the main reasons, Holy Father is, as you know, having the International Eucharistic Congress in Seville, because so many, so sadly many, who had been ordained priests, either, only God knows, never really believed in their priesthood to begin with, or lost their faith. Meaning what? Lost their faith in their own power to change bread and wine into the living body and blood of Christ. Does the reception of Holy Communion remove also the pain or punishment due to our past sins. Yes, venial sins and temporal punishment still due to forgiven mortal sins. How much? Depending on the detachment from sin when a person goes to Holy Communion. The answer is yes. Holy Communion removes, listen, both guilt and punishment of venial sins, depending on the disposition with which the person receives Holy Communion. This does not by any means exclude confession. In fact, one of the conditions for getting the graces from Holy Communion is to go to confession. You can't cheat. You said that eternal salvation depends on chastity in every state of life. What can couples do that have had surgery to prevent procreation? Well, obviously, they cannot conceive. Now, may I ask, is it necessary to be fertile to practice chastity? No. And of course, this, not 1 hour, but 5 hours we could spend on this subject. The two principal sins against marital chastity, are infidelity and contraception. In this case, there was, of course, procured permanent contraception by sterilization, but fidelity. In other words, two people marry not only to have children, they marry to share one another, to be channels of grace to each other by loving and loving just. Husband loving wife and vice versa. As only a husband and wife have a right to love one another. May a couple go to the wedding of a non-Catholic, a baptized couple who have been living together prior to their wedding? I would say yes. We're living in a very, as you know, confused world. However, one condition that I would add, I would say that behind this question would be the presumption that a person's getting married, know your mind, say on there, having lived together before they married. In other words, we dare not do something out of charity, which this would be, that would give scandal and somehow give the couple the impression that you approve what they have been doing before they married. If that can be removed or avoided, then I would say the wedding could be attended. It is 10 to 4, so with apologies, I will finish the questions. Save them. Sister, would you save these questions for the next time?
Yes, Father.
I take them with me. Who knows where they'll land. Shall we pray? How about praying in Latin? In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Santa Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc in hora mortis nostri, Amen. Regina, sine labe virginale concepta, in nomine Patris et Filii, Spiritus Sancti, Amen. How about a blessing? Remain seated if you wish. Benedicite omnipotentis, Patris et Filii, Spiritus Sancti, descendet super vos et maniat semper, Amen. Is there a priest in class here? See you on May the 9th. Keep in your...